This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Call the Power Line on 0861-987-000.
We continue with this special broadcast, of course, coming to you from the beautiful city that is Buffalo City, East London, this morning, where we are commemorating or marking 20 years of the EPWP. It is a special day. Of course, it is a hive of activity. A number of people have come out in their numbers to get more information as well about what this program is about. Some are here to get information, while some will be given opportunities as well, opportunities to help feed their families, if you will, because jobs are going to be created through this particular program. Speaking about jobs, President Cyril Ramaphosa will unveil a plan to create 5 million EPW work opportunities. So, as mentioned, we are coming to you live from Buffalo City and getting more perspective of what the EPWP is about. And today we have the honor of having us with us in studio, the Deputy Minister of Public Works, that is Bernice Swartz, looking lovely in her yellow overall as well. And I see, Deputy Minister, that you have rolled up your sleeves. You are not here. It's not a normal day. You are here to work as well. But as we reflect on the achievements of this program that is the EPWP, we also want to look ahead into the future, and we share insights and perspectives on the impact of the EPWP. Of course, as phase five, the fifth phase of this particular program. Deputy Minister, a pleasure to have you in studio this morning.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
So let us reflect on the past 20 years. What are the successes of this program?
Since the inception of this program in 2004, with the view of alleviating poverty and creating employment, this program has indeed benefited many beneficiaries when the program started. As we all know, that with any program, when it starts in the municipalities, they would say that we're giving you a five-day job opportunity. And through the years, the program has progressed, where EPWP has, in fact, in some instances, in the different type of programs, because we have a construction within EPWP, we have got environmental programs, we have got COCTA that also runs programs within the municipalities. So depending on what the program is offering, so I will say that we have done very well in these 20 years, because we have provided 14 million jobs to beneficiaries. Now, we will know that some beneficiaries come into the program because they do not have money to go to university and those sort of things. And some of them are now doing different careers, but where they started, it would have been in the EPWP program. Some of them are even permanent workers at government, because some of the people come into program having matric, having a certificate, but not getting a job. So they would rather opt to be in the EPWP program and then go into something else. But us as DPWI, we can give many success stories, because for us the advantage is that in our field we do construction. So, for example, last year in the Western Cape we had 168 participants graduate, which was our test, having signed MOUs with 50 TVET teachers and also signed an MOU with higher education, to see that when a program starts, we then register with construction CETA. Participants also start doing modules with TVET colleges. So last year we had qualified painters graduating, having done 8 modules in painting. So those people are professional painters now. We had young girls also do carpentry up until the last level of carpentry. We also had them doing bricklaying, doing all the modules in bricklaying through construction CETA and the TVET colleges. And we actually even encouraged them that those that can still go onwards the TVET colleges, so that with this phase five, what we are looking at is that nobody must be part of a program and then go back and become unemployed again. That when a person is qualified as a boilermaker, is qualified as a plumber, they then get absorbed into permanent jobs in government. Us as Public Works and Infrastructure are looking at having workshops in all the provinces and in all the regions, so that when we have got work to do, we are not calling a consultant to fix a burst pipe, but we have our own people internally who are doing that work. That is how we are going to actually intensify and create the jobs that the president is looking, has given us to say that we must create 5 million jobs by building skilled people and also building artisans within the country, which we are lacking. Now, we are saying that phase 5 is very important because we are also saying that we are going to actually bring into reality and practicality the public-private partnership, so that if government cannot absorb all these young people and they are trained, that the private sector also comes on board and takes them on. So we are going to be signing MOUs with them. We are also looking at signing MOUs with ESCOM. We are looking at signing MOUs with the Department of Human Settlements and all the other departments that are part of the EPWP implementation. Now, we are saying there must be no project within government, within the municipalities that get implemented, and there's no EPWP component to it. Whether you are building a road, you are building houses, you are building a high court, in our case, you are building a magistrate court, there is no contractor that must go on site without us knowing how many jobs are they going to create out of that project. But most importantly, that no project is going to start without it being socialized in the community first, so that they understand that there's no project that must hit the kickoff from the ground without us seeing that each participant is registered for bricklaying and all the different skills that will be part of that construction.
I want to touch a bit on the theme of the 20-year celebration of the EPWP. It is contributing to better communities. Let's speak about the ways that the EPWP has not only improved individual lives, but also strengthened communities and social indices as well.
Yes, that is what I'm talking about, that now we are even going to intensify the relationship of government with communities, that before a project starts, we are going to engage the communities. And we know that through EPWP, most of the communities have benefited. For example, if you are doing an environmental project, you will see that they beautify the projects. Some of them get skills in landscaping through the EPWP projects, where they are doing horticulture projects, where they are doing projects to clean the dams, the rivers, and those sort of things. So we have actually built a very good relationship with communities through the Extended Public Works Program, because where we are building roads, the community builds the road themselves. So for us, it means that the community is going to appreciate the road more, look after it. And I think the relationship of using the Extended Public Works Program to do projects actually assists us in communities to appreciate the infrastructure of government more, because they must be part of it. They must own it. If we have done a sidewalk, a person must sweep up until the pavement, because they must adopt the pavement. They must help us as government to look after the infrastructure, so that they don't just look at a sidewalk as a sidewalk. They must appreciate it. They would have been part of building those sidewalks. They would have been part of constructing the storm waters. So communities must know that if a storm water has got plastics and sand, when the floods come, it's going to affect them. So they must be part of it. So I am saying that the Extended Public Works Program is indeed helping us to forge good relationship with the communities. But for us, we are saying that socializing the project is also going to give us a more tighter relationship with communities.
I want to touch on a number of aspects that you raised. As we mentioned earlier, we are in phase 5 of this particular program, which focuses on empowering sustainable livelihoods and economic. But how will Phase 5 then address the challenges that we have in this country, including high unemployment, especially amongst the youth, and promote this self-reliance for them? I mean, if you look around, a number of the people that you'll see gathered here are young people.
Yes, the Extended Public Works Program is for young people. That is how we also recruit in the municipalities for the program, because even when it was introduced, it was to assist young people to get employment. Now, I am saying that with Stage 5, it's going to be better, because currently now, if you are part of a program that is constructing a hospital, when the program ends, you go home. It's finished. It's done. So now for us to build sustainable jobs, we are saying that you can't leave the program. You must be a painter. You must be a plumber. You must be a tiler. For those who qualify to actually do electrical works through the TVET colleges, we are saying that you must be a qualified electrician in the different aspects of the electrical works. Now, we are saying that the program before was just a program where they were not aligning the program to the relevant projects in the municipalities. Now we are saying that municipalities can't be doing vegetable gardens. They can't be doing chicken programs. They must be doing roads programs. They must be doing service delivery programs. So it must be a focused, so that you know that when the program ends, these young people can be involved in this program. How much spaces are there? Here in Buffalo City, which are the private companies? What are they doing? So if we train people in plumbing, where are they going to go? We know that in Durban, if we train people in plumbing and those sort of things, they maintain the presence through our public works office, because we've got 11 regions. So that is the broader outlook that we have as the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. But all provinces are on board, because when we developed the policies of the first phase, all 9 provinces were on board in making inputs, in looking whether what we are saying is going to be practically and impactful when it gets implemented. So everybody was on board in actually developing the first phase policies in terms of how we are going to work, because us as the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure are the custodians of the policy. So we do oversight in all the provinces to see that EPWP is being implemented. And with the first phase, we are saying that we are not going to accept anybody who starts a project that we don't see what is the exit strategy. So once you present to us, the first thing we are going to ask you, where are these people going after training? Where are they going to be employed? Is the skill relevant to your geographic spread where you are? Or because nobody must go and sit at home after being trained.
I quite like what you're saying, that nobody must sit at home after being trained. But let's speak about the bigger vision here. Looking ahead, what do you envision as the long-term impact of the EPW program, but also its legacy, both in terms of individual empowerment, but also as part of the National Development Plan?
Yes, that's what I'm saying, that we are going to have, so when you absorb them in government, it means somebody is permanently employed. But also we must know that not everybody wants to go to an 8-to-5 job. That is why we are saying that part of it is that we are going to teach the youth that if you're going to be an entrepreneur and you are going to be a painter, we are going to tell them that nobody is going to build without painting, and nobody is going to maintain without painting. And if you're a boilermaker, we are looking, like I said, signing an MOU with Eskom. So if Eskom also takes them permanently, then there's the bigger outlook of having a permanent job. But if we are looking at the 2030 vision and also looking at 2050 going forward, we must start looking, because the president has said that to stimulate the economy and to grow, we need to use infrastructure as the way going forward. Because if we do infrastructure, we create more jobs. So we're looking at the outlook of the country that to stimulate our economy, we need to look at infrastructure and the growth of infrastructure. Now we are looking at what are the bigger programs that are coming in infrastructure. And most importantly, us as the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure are also looking at the Build, Operate, Transfer program, which means that you and Nhlanhla can build us a high building for government, and you are going to operate it for 20 years and give it to us. A good example of that is the entry. The entry was a Build, Operate, Transfer. Now they built the entry for us and they've operated it for 20 years and they've given it to us now, 2024 in March. So that is the practical things looking at, that the youth must become economically viable, but participate economically in the economy of South Africa by also having people, when they become artisans, people must not decide to go overseas in land. When we have invested in them, because most people decide that no, I'm going to go overseas, there's more money. So in this program, there's a lot that is going to happen, because we must also teach the youth to be actually citizens of South Africa, that when you work for government, you are actually servicing South African communities.
Deputy Minister, we have run out of time, but as we celebrate the achievements of the past 20 years, what message would you like to convey to the participants, stakeholders, and even supporters of the EPWP? And for those who are sitting at home listening to us right now who want to take part in this program, how do they do so?
They do so through their provinces and through their municipalities. What happens is that EPWP gets advertised, and then we have got implementers of the programs. So people know already in their communities, when there's EPWP, their ward councillors will advertise in the local office of the councillor, but also that they can walk into their municipalities and go and ask, when is the EPWP program starting? For how long is it? What type of EPWP programs are going to have? Because whatever financial year, each and every department plans what is the EPWP program going to be, which means that in the APP of this financial year, we already know that what are the plans for EPWP. So to those you who are listening to Power FM now, they can go to their municipalities and go and get information on the Extended Public Works Program.
Deputy Minister, let me thank you for your time and really sharing this invaluable information when it comes to the EPWP, but also understanding what exactly this program is about. And also looking forward to hearing from you, the Power Listener, if you have some experience or have interacted with this particular program. What is your experience been like? Do you have an opinion on the EPWP? Do you believe it's been effective in really combating unemployment and alleviating poverty? And are you excited about the launch such as this, where we are in Buffalo City? Of course, the end goal, as announced by the president, to create 5 million jobs through the EPWP. We return shortly after this as we get more insight from you, the Power Listener.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.